This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Scott Hannon all the way from the Big Apple to welcome Gary Emma for another hour of What's on Your Mind as your guest host today, and welcome you and your calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're brought to you this hour by Pipers. Busy day at the Pipers team today. They'll be in Stark County, about 400 exceptional farm acres of some land there in western North Dakota, minutes from Dickinson. I understand there's some strong cropping history to it, strong soil productivity index. If you don't know about that one, check it out at Pipers.com. That's at 1 today. Consignment auction tomorrow in Watford. And that's going to be nice equipment, some oil equipment, ag equipment, payloaders, cranes, tractors, and a lot more. And then next Wednesday, the 7th, a real estate auction in Scranton. That's a nice little place there. And I see they got a December 13th, that's Tuesday, some Emmons County property, and also some hunting land out in Becker, Minnesota here in a couple of weeks. So they always got great auctions. Pipers.com is the website if you want to check these out. Notice that great auction center of North America that's coming up at Steele. There'll be some great machinery auctions there in our future, too, and we'll be there for the grand opening. If you want a catalog so you're in, call Pipers, 877-700-4099. 877-700-4099 or go to Pipers.com. Tell them Scott sent you. Back to more of What's on Your Mind. Former Republican Party chairman in North Dakota, the green chili burrito king of North America, ladies and gentlemen. Here he is, Gary Emmeth. Gary, take it away.
Well, Scott, I wish I was out in New York with no snow with you, but
doesn't this remind you of home?
It does.
But those of you in the Red River Valley or any place else in North Dakota that didn't get much snow, Bismarck officially at 18.7, and in some parts as much as 21 or even 24 inches. So it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
I was talking to my son, who's Austin up in Grand Forks, he's junior at UND, and I assumed it was snowing like crazy. I figured if we had like 8 inches at the time, they were on their way to 20. Well, they didn't get any
Grand
Forks Fargo. So that's the switch. So that's good for them to get a
break. Your day is coming.
It's coming. So the first hour we talked to Congressman Kevin Cramer in his town hall. I'm going to switch to local politics now. And, I kind of like to, sometimes we have our veteran legislators on all the time, Todd, on radio shows, and they get all the airtime. And I like to feature, young people that have been involved for, what prompted them to run for the legislature and become a state rep or state house. Tomorrow we're going to have Emily O'Brien on, who's a young student from District 42, beat the Democrat state chairman, Kylie Overson, in Grand Forks, a Democrat district, they said. So we're going to have her on tomorrow to talk about how she got elected and what happened in Grand Forks. Today we're going to go to Fargo. I have Representative Tom Keating. He's from District 45 from Fargo. He first got elected in 2015. He's an attorney, entrepreneur, graduated from NDSU and UND. And we're looking forward to talk about some of the issues that are on his mind and what his experience were like in the first session as a freshman young guy and what he's looking forward to in this session. So Representative Tom Keating, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me today, Gary. Appreciate it.
Hey, we're excited to have you on. So, Representative Keating, District 45. What kind of part of Fargo is that?
So, District 45 is located in North Fargo, and basically, it starts on the south end of NDSU and kind of meanders up all the way up to Argusville. So, it's kind of a rural district with a little bit of Fargo in it, but. So we get NDSU, we get the Bison fans, and we get a good variety of people.
So, Representative Keating, your last session, were you on the Agricultural Committee and Finance and Tax, is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
And what was it like as a young attorney, a young businessman, entrepreneur from Fargo coming to your first session? Give our listeners a little bit of of that experience. I mean, I got some issues I want to talk to you about as well, but I also, anybody, what's great about our country and our state is anybody can run. We're made up of citizen politicians and citizen legislature. You know, we only serve, you know, you serve for 4 years of your term, but every other year you come in for, you know, about 4 months in the Bismarck. And then, of course, you serve in interim committees, et cetera. But, you know, what prompted you to run? And, I mean, how easy is it for someone that's a listener out there to think, you know, yeah, doggone it, I want to run. And I'm mad about this issue, and I want to get involved. I mean, talk to for our listeners out there to get their mind around how to get involved and in a sense of what got you to the point to decide you're going to run for the state legislature.
So I guess some of the things that really prompted me to get involved is the fact, you know, back in 2008 when Obama got in, I was quite disappointed, and I didn't like the direction the country was headed. And I said, you know, I can't just complain. I have to go out and do something. How can I, as a young person in North Dakota, make a difference? Because this country, it's a big country. There's a lot going on in it, and how can one person in North Dakota make a difference? So I ran for state legislator, and I got involved and got elected in 2014. It was a great experience in 2015, the first session. I got there, and boy, I learned a lot. You know, I thought I knew a lot going in, but I learned I didn't know a lot, too. So I refined some of the things I believed in, and I really had a lot of fun.
Well, and that's, you know, for young people today, because as a, you know, former party chairman, I talk to young people regularly about getting involved in politics. And you know, I just say it's really pretty simple. You got a local district, you can go to the website, the Secretary of State, or you can call the Republican Party headquarters or the Democrat Party headquarters. And now, you know, the Libertarian Party is getting very active with candidates around the state. And tomorrow we're going to talk a little bit about are the Democrats even relevant in North Dakota politics? You know, they have obviously Senator Heitkamp, but the legislature, I mean, you almost wonder if they are going to have enough people to serve on the committees. So it's really become such a Republican dominated state that you know, you're fighting for issues you believe in. Do you find with these high Republican majorities that the Republicans pretty much get what they want, or do you find that there's still splits within the Republican Party and there's still battles to be fought on the floor?
Well, one of the things with the Republican Party, there's a huge variety of positions even within the party. There are everything from moderates to the more libertarian-leaning Republicans. And, you know, that's a good thing. We have, you know, great debates on different issues. And sometimes a bill that you would think would pass in a supermajority Republican House ends up not passing. The Democrats, you know, obviously their numbers are shrinking this year, and I think people are happy with the direction the Republicans are taking things, and they spoke that in the vote this session.
Representative Katie, one of the issues that we talked about, you kind of discussed, we got a couple of minutes here, and then we'll go to the break, and we'll pick it back up after the break, but the idea of treating drug crimes as a mental health issue rather than, you know, continually locking up drug offenders. What kind of bills are going to come from this session? What's your thoughts on that?
You know, I don't know if any bills will come this session. I am working with a number of people both across the aisle and in the Department of Corrections to talk about what we can do to make that a little bit easier. One of the statistics out there, Bureau of Justice Statistics is the federal organization, the 77% of drug offenders end up reoffending in the first 5 years. Yeah, that's a huge cost to the state. That's a huge, huge problem. Now, obviously, just locking up drug offenders isn't working. In North Dakota, in 2016 alone, 39% of people on parole and probation ended up getting that revoked. So as a state, we need to look at how can we better make that program so we don't have such a high recidivism rate. And that doesn't mean we need to grow government, because I don't think we should grow government. I think it means we need to take a look at how are we using our budgets and how can we reallocate things into programs that actually work.
Well, with the state funding drying up because of the price of oil, now obviously with this OPEC agreement that came through a couple days ago. We've seen it move a little bit, but obviously it's going to be a challenge to deal with state funding, and I imagine the cost of incarceration continues to go up, and I think Obama, President Obama has done a lot to, we've talked about a lot of pardoning going in out of his finishing up his term, and I guess we'll see what that leads to, but, you know, this repetitive drug offenders, you know, and I think there's more of a libertarian bent wave crossing North Dakota. You see with the strength of the Libertarian Party that's happening, that's really driving that, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you know, one of the things, people who commit drug crimes, it doesn't mean they're a bad person. They often just struggle with a serious addiction, and these addictions end up driving these people into different crimes and negative consequences that are, you know, very detrimental to society.
Representative Keating, when we come back, I want to talk about the Convention of States. And give us a call at 800-228-0550 or 701-228-0550. We'll be back after the break.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Blaze Energy would like to thank all veterans, home and abroad, for your service to our country. Blaze Energy is a North Dakota-owned and operated proud employer of vets, providing power generation and gas processing services to the oil producer industry. Blaze is on the front lines of the energy revolution and was founded with the sole mission of converting wasted gas into a more usable form of energy, making our North Dakota environment cleaner and healthier. They capture it, convert it, and transform it. They even power their own vehicles with it. Blaze was the first company in the U.S. to produce electricity from wellhead gas and put that power into the local power grid, gas that otherwise would have gone to flare. Thank you to all of our veteran employees, and thank you, North Dakota oil producers, for your continued support. For all your well site power generation and gas processing services, check out Blaze Energy at blazeenergy.com. That's BLAISE energy.com. BlazeEnergy.com.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing common hunting injuries and how to prepare.
One third of every person that owns a tree stand ends up having some kind of an accident with that. And primarily we see broken bones, impalement, where they're falling on a branch that goes into their body, rib fractures, and a lot of times neck and spine injuries. So our goal at the North Dakota Safety Council is really to give people the tools that they can use to make sure that if somebody is in an accident, that they're a statistic for an accident and not a fatality. It's what can I do to help the people that are with me? There's simple things that you can do and that you learn in a CPR and first aid class that really can help keep you safe as well.
For safe hunting tips and a full listing of upcoming first aid and CPR classes, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ellis Island, that's where our New York City group is at as we speak right now. Tonight, we're going to see a great Broadway production, Natasha, Pierre, and the Great Comet of 1812. It's the story of War and Peace. It's supposed to be great. We're also going to see the Christmas tree light up in Rockefeller Center, so that's well publicized. I forget which network has it. Watch it and see if you can see us. I'll be the dorky guy waving at the camera. That'll be me. Anyway, having great fun in New York City. Gary Emma's taking care of you while we're back here, and we're brought to you in part by our friends at High Plains Apache, home of that ETA Egg Center for all of your application parts, any make, any model. That's something they really wanted me to tell you. Because Apache's a great sprayer. They sell them new and used at High Plains Apache. But when we talk about the ET Egg Center and we talk about every kind of part you may possibly need from a banjo fitting to a bulk hose, all the liquid fertilizer parts, they have them not only for Apache, but for any brand as well. So remember that. Stop and see them in Mandan across from Bonanza, about 1701 East Side Court there. Take exit 60 south of Fargo on I-29. You'll find them right there as well at High Plains Apache across 29 from the Walmart there, or online at highplainsapache.com. More of What's On Your Mind now with your guest host today, Gary Emmett.
Welcome back to What's In Your Mind. Give us a call at 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550, or you can text us at 701-226-8503. We're talking to Republican Representative Tom Kading from Fargo, District 45. We were talking earlier about the idea of having not treating drug offenders, treating as a mental health issue rather than keep incarcerating and backing up. But we only, the show goes by so fast, Representative Kading. I want to shift gears a little bit. A couple months back, maybe six months back, I did a show and we had the guest on from Fargo, gentleman that's kind of helping lead the charge on the convention of the states. And I understand there's probably going to be some bills coming into this session, that's going to help drive it. Can you talk to us, our listeners, and give them a little bit of feel of what Article 5 and what that all means about the convention of the states that this movement's building across the country?
You bet. So Article 5 of the Constitution is basically, in simple terms, what the states can do if the two-thirds of the states come together and say, we want to propose new rules for the Constitution to follow. And I think at this point, both sides of the aisle, both Democrat and Republican, are not really happy with how bloated and inefficient the federal government is today. In my opinion, the federal government is not going to fix itself internally. And, I really hope the next 4 years has some good results and we rein in government a little bit. But that being said, the states have this ability under Article 5 to take action to help correct federal government. So some of the things the state can do, they can call this convention and they can propose new rules for the Constitution. And each of these topics could, take a full radio episode itself, but some of the things that the state can propose is term limits for federal representatives and senators. I talked to one federal House member, and he also served in the North Dakota House, and he told me, North Dakota is 90% policy and 10% politics. At the federal level, it's 90% politics and 10% policy. So right there, you can see the federal government is a very inefficient political mess. Another issue, election, the 17th Amendment, election of senators by the state legislature. That doesn't mean the legislator is better at electing federal senators. It's just a different type of representation, a different type of checks and balance for the federal government. And checks and balances are essential to ensure that the rights of those who live in the states and the rights of states are protected from people with too much power.
Go ahead. Representative Kading. Well, I'm just going to say, so for the listeners out there, Article 5, basically, Congress can propose amendments to the Constitution if two-thirds members of both House agree to it, or if a convention of states, that means if legislators, each state legislature takes two-thirds vote and it has to come from both chambers. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
And then so if two-thirds of the states actually bring forward this idea that they want to have this constitutional convention, and I believe they're we're not that many short. There's only about four or five more states that need to do it, and then they're required to call the convention of the states. And then if they come together, they elect a representative, come together, and all these states, they propose, debate, they vote on these amendments, and it goes out to all the states. Then three-quarters of the states still must ratify anything that comes out of that convention of the states. So it's not a small thing to get done, is it?
Absolutely. And, even if a convention was called, and you can call a variety of methods of a convention. You can have a limited convention where you only focus on the Balanced Budget Act. You can have a convention that's open and you can propose any type of bill. So it's difficult to get a convention to start with, and it's even more difficult to get a proposal passed at the convention, and then you have to get it approved by three-quarters of the states. So it's a very high bar to pass to get something implemented.
What's very interesting about it, the founders in their wisdom made it such that Congress has no authority to stop the process once it starts. And that's what I think the founders in their brilliance did, is that if the people rise up and get fed up enough, in which you're seeing, you know, a lot of people being very frustrated coming out of this election, and you see the results of what happened here, it's what's driving it. And I guess one of it, I heard one of the number one things is to have to deal with the spending limits and trying to deal with balancing the budget, and are approaching, as Congressman Kramer said, about $20 trillion in debt. And some people think the number, I think, is almost $100 trillion if you talk about entitlement programs. So one of them is debt crisis. One is dealing with all the government regulation. And I, as a representative, I assume one of the things that frustrates many of you, and that you probably hear regularly, states' rights versus federal rights, and seeing the encroachment on the federal government imposing all these restrictions and all these things back to states, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you know, one of the interesting points, and this, I couldn't cite the exact Federalist paper, but one of the concerns when the founders wrote the Constitution was that the states were going to become too powerful and the federal government was going to become too small. So they wrote the Constitution with that in mind, and today that's actually opposite of what they thought might happen.
That's interesting. And I referred to, I saw something yesterday where Senator Mike Lee from Utah commented recently that he'd like to see a term limit of anyone serving in Washington 12 years. So that'd be 2 years in the Senate, or 2 year term, 6 terms in the House, or a combination of total of 12. That'd probably go a long way to control that. It's only going to happen if there's a constitutional convention, in my opinion.
Absolutely, because the federal government, like I said, it's pretty hard to regulate yourself and limit your own power.
Representative Keating, you got 30 seconds. Anything that you would like to say to the listeners out there across the state of North Dakota before you head into Bismarck for your second legislative session?
I would just encourage everyone to stay engaged, understand the issues, and try to weed through the political nonsense that distracts voters from what the real issues are. And give me a call, or give us a call if you have a question or if you have issues.
Representative Keating, Republican, District 45, Fargo, thank you for joining us today.
You bet. Thank you for having me.
Stay with us. We'll be back right after the break taking your call.
Know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump. At PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. 4 items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about 2 delicious cookies? 4 items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
To Gary today or any of his guests, it's as simple as a phone call at 800-228-0550. You better talk to Todd, too. He'll get a complex. Todd, Gary, any of our guests. To talk to any of us. But you, in fact, you can text Todd. You can text Todd, the radio guy, a little love at 701-226-8503. That's right. Todd, I'm thinking of you. 800-226-8503. But to ask questions, comments, emails, always welcome, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Back to more. What's on your mind with your guest host today, Gary Emanath?
Well, callers out there, we want to take your calls in the next half hour. Give us a call at 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550, or you can text us, 701-226-8503. So give us a call. We have no guest. Todd, I always use the crutch of guests because I don't do this often enough, and so I let them do all the talking. But you and I got the next half hour, but we know that what's on your mind is about the callers, you, the listeners. So give us a call. One of the subject matters that I'd like to talk about a little bit is the recount. You know, the question is, this
Jill
recount,
Stein's not going to become president, right?
Well,
I mean, why is she even...
You know, you think about it, there were about 134 million votes cast.
Okay.
She got about 1.5 of them. So that's, you know, barely 1%. Gary Johnson garnered about 4 million votes. Hillary and President-elect Donald Trump got between 62 and 65 million. So why does Jill Stein of the Green Party, 1% of the vote, want a recount, and then she demands it in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, and she's getting it. She's raising money. She's actually, Jill Stein's actually raised more money for this recount than she did in her two previous presidential.
Is Hillary really behind it, though? Is this really Jill Stein coming out? I mean, I know it's her that's filed for the... Blah, blah, blah. Is it really her that wants this, or is Hillary behind it? And I say that not to be a conspiracy theorist here, so much as one of the two people has a chance, has some credibility in a voter recount. Jill Stein clearly doesn't because she's received so few votes comparably. So,
well,
or is she doing it on behalf of Hillary?
Well, it makes
Jill
wonder,
can't become president.
Well, she was
not going to happen.
Jill was here in North Dakota, wasn't she? Wasn't she crawling around the
equipment?
She's
still wanted in North Dakota.
Yeah,
there's still a warrant for her arrest in North Dakota.
So she raises $5 billion.
Has anybody ever been elected to presidency with a warrant out for their arrest? Has that ever happened in the history of the nation?
That's a good question. Maybe we should get some historian on. Maybe we can get some professor on there that would maybe help us answer that question. But Todd, I think what's interesting is when you think of the idea of this recount and you go back to Florida in 2000, you know, in Florida 2000, we were talking...
Nobody says the word Chad on this show for
nothing
either, by the way.
Chad. But the fact is that we're talking about 500... We're talking about 529 votes or some number like 527. It was a small number. that they had a recount on, and they picked up 1,247 votes, took it off George Bush's lead. And so that was close. You know, in 1960, Richard Nixon got beat by less than one vote per precinct, and they knew there was huge fraud in Chicago. We knew the Kennedy machine, and he got beat by 8,000 votes in Chicago. And I'm telling you, they picked up 8,000 votes. And so in the world we live in, where it's become more advanced.
Is that the first election dead people voted in?
I doubt it. I bet they've been voting a long. There's been a lot of voting. But, you know, specifically, Michigan, there's 10,700 votes spread, 22,000 in Wisconsin, 68,000 in Pennsylvania. And the reality is that Jill Stein went out and wrote a check out for 700 and some thousand for the Michigan recount. She had to bring the money forward, and unless it's mandated by law. But they still say it's probably going to cost $2 million in Michigan to do a recount. And so the taxpayers are going to unwrite another probably another additional $1 million, $2 million in a recount, because some person that got 1% of the vote is demanding it and using it to raise money. And so to your question, is Hillary behind it? I don't know how Hillary's not behind it, the Clinton machine, because what do they got to lose?
Right.
What do they got
to lose? Well, yeah, they can just let Jill do the dirty work, and then Hillary could just sit back and watch. But, I mean, it just does not look credible. When the news broke, it was Jill Stein is challenging. Jill Stein is challenging? So what? She was so far down the list that there's no possibility of her becoming president. Why is she challenging?
Well, and you wonder, is it about raising money? Is she surely not going to win?
Right.
Is she got promises from Hillary if she's able to overturn it? But, you know, President-elect Trump's got 306 electoral votes.
A presidential pardon in North Dakota. That's what it was. It was all about a presidential pardon in North Dakota for Jill Stein. If Hillary becomes president, Jill's no longer a wanted woman in North Dakota.
Give us a call, 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550 to find out what your opinion is. This is your show. We want to know what you think. Is this, because the reason I wanted to talk about the recount, Todd, is not that I think anything's going to come of it, because the reality is, very seldom does there much of a switch over hundreds or maybe 1,000 votes, and the numbers by which President-elect Trump won, it's kind of irrelevant. But I think it's to keep it tries to damage the credibility of President-elect Trump's legitimacy, because Hillary won the popular vote. And because we have an electoral college, you campaign differently than when you do a straight popular vote. So I think it's this idea that Hillary got the popular vote by a couple million people. Well, it's the East Coast and the left, or East and West, not left and right, I guess, right? So anyway, consequently, I really think it boils down to raising money and trying to damage Trump and take the focus away from him actually governing, preparing to govern. And now they got to raise money. They got to get attorneys to go into Wisconsin. They got to go into Michigan. And they got to deal with the legitimacy of the Trump presidency, which I think is the biggest challenge that you find when it comes down to why is Jill Stein doing it. It's obvious the Clinton machine is behind this. There's no question behind it, even though they're kind of saying we don't want to do it. But I think the Clintons are done. Hillary's 70 years old. She's surely not going to try to do this at 74 in 2020, is she? Todd, do you think there's a chance that Hillary would think that this is something she's going to run for again or what? Or maybe... I don't get it.
Well, I mean, who's next in the pipeline? Who's next in the bench? I mean, you have to go with your next most likely person to win the vote, and that's got to be, you know, if not her, then who?
Well, maybe they're preparing to weigh for Chelsea, but obviously not for president. There is talk that she's going to make a run. I'm thankful they only have one child, because
it's going to be Chelsea versus some Trump child down the line.
Don't you see that coming?
And, oh, absolutely.
And there's probably going to be a Bush in there somewhere, right?
You and I are going to be in the old folks home in the corner with our rubber microphones, and we're going to be like, oh, we called it. We called it. December 1st, we called it 2016, whatever year this is.
Oh, that is... That'll be a very sorry day. You know, because, you know, we're not a monarchy.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that debate.
Oh, well, it'd be a good debate.
Because let's face it, all the Trump kids are great speakers.
They are. No question.
Arguably, by the time they're Donald's age now, will probably be better speakers than him.
Well, I was at the convention, and I have to admit, when I was on the floor, and President-elect Trump now, but at the time when he was, his family was sitting there in a North Dakota delegation on the floor. If you just looked over your left shoulder and back, they were sitting right there. And I took a picture of his whole family and his wife, and I posted a Facebook post. I said, is this the next royal family? And I kind of did it a little sarcasm because, you know, Donald Trump and the way he builds buildings with his name on them and gold, and it's, you know, and he's very, you know, he's a showman, man. He knows how to, you know. So when I took that picture, I had all kinds of responses. And I mean, I kind of did it because I wanted to see what the public's mind would. And it was surprising how many people were kind of thinking the same thing. And you know, when you elect the president, you, his family come with him. But we've never seen anything like this before with this sprawling empire of President-elect Trump, who's got, I think I saw, he's got interest in like 20 countries, and he's got interest in over 500 companies. That's kind of an amazing thing. So, if anyway, we have a caller, Frank from Minnesota. Frank, what's your question?
Well, in 2020, we're going to have a Hispanic woman run for the Democrats.
And tell me why you're thinking that.
Well, we had to have the first black man, so now we tried a white woman, and that didn't work. So now they're going to have to dig out a, well, I shouldn't say dig, enroll a Hispanic woman. Okay.
Well, you know, Frank, to your point, I think that's an interesting thought because, you know, Hillary, I was told that, well, first of all, she canceled her fireworks on election night that she was going to have over the New York Harbor. I was told right. She had her speech lined up that she was going to give, and she was going to have a glass floor that she was going to be standing on. And and that her purpose, of course, was the ceiling, the glass ceiling she was going to shatter by being the first woman president. And to your point that maybe they need to move towards, you know, a Hispanic woman. I mean, I mean, when you try to go, at the end of the day, you got to have the best candidate for the job, right? That's really what the point of what we're trying to do is elect the best person that lead our country to take us forward. And when you do it, because we're saying this is the right race, this is the right, you know, sex, gender. I mean, where are we going with all this? I mean, that is the challenge, isn't it, Frank?
Or the right family, like, you know, ain't there any Kennedys that could run?
Well, we know that's just on the horizon, so it's. That's the problem when I made my point about the taking a picture of the royal family. Even though I was a Trump supporter, I was very critical early on of when I saw that our list was going to have the Trump kids speak every night. I'm thinking, what's that about? And I was kind of critical
building
of that.
Building for the future.
And yeah, building for the future. What, a company or the country, you know?
I think you feel better about is Donald's this raging brawler guy. So if you get his kids, who are very well spoken and perhaps a little bit calmer than him.
Well, I will say
an argument anyway.
I predicted a Trump victory because we're going to get an extra 20 million votes, and that's about what we got, right?
That's correct. And what can you say about a guy who's not he's going to say he's not going to take any vacation, which we know what President Obama's been gone. He said he's not taking $500,000 salary. So, I mean, what can you argue about the guy? So while I'm kind of talking about his family.
He said he is going to have to take a dollar and then, you know.
A dollar?
Because he has to take something. He can't do it for, so he has to take it. So he's going to take a dollar.
Well, I do think it's interesting.
I won't do it for a dollar. I would not do that position for a dollar.
Governor-elect Doug Burgum, you know, kicked it off by not saying he would take a salary when he ran
right.
for governor. So so maybe Donald Trump followed our governor.
We're already saving the taxpayers' money, folks.
Well, Frank, thank you for the call. We appreciate
and
that.
Sorry, I dig enough. That's the voters that we dig up. I'm sorry. I got mixed up.
No. You're good.
Well, that's okay.
You're good.
That's the least of the mistakes made on this show when I'm hosting, Frank. You don't have to worry about that. So you're listening to What's on Your Mind, Gary Emmons. Come back for the last segment. Give us a call at 701-228-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Folks, listen up. I have a satisfied customer here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Dave wants to tell you a story about how he would not be walking but for the Hot Spring Spa he purchased at Hot Spring Spas. Listen to this.
I think anybody that doesn't have one, if you have any aches and pains in your body, you should really consider getting one or trying one out because, well, it really helps me out. And you know, with the hot springs, we have the Envoy. It's a five-seater. And I kind of like that because I can bounce around from seat to seat to seat and get a different massage in every seat in the tub. And maintenance on the tub is pretty much non-existent. I mean, we go about 3 to 4 months between water changes. Every now and again, you know, you do have to shock it, but very little chemical additive at any point in time. And it's just truly crystal clean, sparkling water that I love to jump in every day.
I am with you. So sounds like you think everybody ought to extend their life a little bit and feel a little bit better every day by hopping in one, right?
Yeah, and relieve those aches and pains that we all have, especially in our later years.
Every day is made better at your house, it sounds like to me, Dave.
It sure is.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. There's saunas. There's sunrooms. They've got it all. Stop and see them. West Fargo next to Spitfire in front of Sam's Club Bismarck in the old Marketplace Dollar location in Minot and on South Washington in front of Kmart Grand Forks. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Samet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Be rewarded when you go to Be Mobile. Who doesn't like to get rewarded with a little extra something here or there, right? You know, a little something for the effort. That's what they give you when you're part of the Be Rewarded program from Be Mobile, because it is for everyone. You get special discounts. You get exclusive offers, you get free gifts on your birthday, and a lot more. And when you're part of Be Rewarded, every single week throughout December, exclusive offers, weekly offers, great shopping ideas, right? Because it's here, we're shopping. Long lines, huge crowds, scrambling for the best deal. It can be a full contact sport, but it doesn't have to be that way. Let this year be a little bit different. Go easy. Shop without the chaos. Be Mobile's Be Rewarded program. Find out more at bemobile.com/be rewarded or stop and see them. They have locations in Bodno, Devil's Lake. They have them in Valley City and Wappan, Jamestown, Williston, Grand Forks, Minot, Bismarck, even Fargo, Bemidji, Thief River Falls, and Detroit Lakes in Minnesota. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile. That's B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Last segment, Thursday edition of What's on Your Mind. Take it away, Gary Amenoth.
North Dakota seems a little empty today. It's because they're all here behind us. That's right. Last year, Scott Hennen, who does a radio show in North Dakota, heard on a bunch of radio stations out there, brought a bunch of folks, and now apparently we are part of their Christmas holiday. That means you have to get us gifts.
I know. Thank you so much for supporting Fox News. I know you all watch, and we really appreciate that.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. This is Gary Amenoth filling in for Scott Hennen, who he and his troop were at Fox and Friends this morning. That was a clip from the
show. Is he counting those guys when he says, you know, North Dakota's most listened to, blah, blah, blah? Is he counting the Fox and Friends audience?
Oh, I am sure he is now. He's
well, now, I mean, yeah, it's a no-brainer now when you got more people listening to the show than live in North Dakota.
Wow.
It's like counting dead votes in Chicago.
I wonder why he didn't go to my buddy Morning Joe Scarborough, Morning Joe at MSNBC, and went to Fox and Friends.
If you were MSNBC and Scott Hennen asked to be on with you, would you? Well, actually, yeah. I mean, because that makes more. I mean, even Rush Limbaugh says he'd rather talk to people on his show who are against him than for him, because it makes for more entertaining radio. So,
well, I mean, that's right. But I have to say, listening to the show. What's in your mind? Most callers that call in, my suspicion is they listen to Fox News, they listen to Rush Limbaugh because they're listeners. I don't. The questions being asked tend to be much more conservative, and it is the number one listened radio show by a big number statewide in North Dakota.
Not counting Fox and Friends.
Not counting
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, it's hands down.
Well, one of the things that I've been kind of thinking about, Todd, is this Electoral College. You know, that's the next big, besides a recount.
You know, I applied to go there, and they turned me down, right?
They turned you down. That would be.
Why is it a college?
You know,
the college, that sounds like you go there to do English, math, and science. It's not what that is.
That's a good point. Now, do you know how many there are? How many members and electors there are?
There's
only 538, and that's why you need 270 to win. North Dakota has three of them, so the Democrats have three, and the Republicans have three. Now, how that comes about is at the Republican convention, the Democrat convention, I know specifically the Republicans. I can't speak for North Dakota. But what happens is we have three because you get an elector for every member of Congress you have and one for each of your senators. So we have one congressman and two senators, so we have three. So that's why of the 538, North Dakota's only got three electoral votes. And I've heard there's been death threats. There's been a lot of pressure from the Never Trumpers to say, hey, vote for anybody, because they're trying to keep Donald Trump from getting to his 270. So if one of the three North Dakotans decided to vote for Todd Mitchell, and they're supposed to buy rules, and every state's got a different set of rules what governs that. But generally what comes is in the case of North Dakota, the state party brings forward three names, and it's just a rubber stamp of who the electoral person that's going to be assigned to the elector for that vote, and they generally meet first week of December, and they cast their vote for president. And sometimes in when Bush was in 2000, they had to hold off in that date because in the case of Florida, they couldn't do it until they had that actual process to know whether it's going to be the Democrat or the Republican related to that electoral college. So, but I don't have an answer for you, but I think it's really kind of frustrating that we actually have people trying to threaten these electoral electors that are going to be voting. It's kind of a sad thing and it's coming to this country. So that we've come down to that. That's why we have 538 of them.
What do you say to the person who says it's time to get rid of the electoral college because I vote for a president, you vote for a president, whoever gets the highest number of votes for president should become president? Is one of the arguments that's been thrown out there. I have to admit, I don't have an argument against. What's the argument against that?
Well, I have a friend, Saul Anousis, who is former state chairman from Michigan, and there is a big push to go to a popular vote, and it's funded by two billionaires, one a Republican and a Democrat. They want to go to a popular vote. The idea of not going to a popular vote because we're a representative government, we're Republican, we're a version of a democracy, but we're really not a true democracy.
It's a representative republic, not a democracy.
And so that's, so when you think about the electors and electoral college, it does give more authority to, or more power to states, because if you just went popular vote, I'd go to the East Coast and the West Coast, that's all I would do, and I'd populate where all the people are, and I'd run all my ads there, so the Midwest, where all the red states are. Unfortunately, in North Dakota, you know, Trump won by, you know, 50 to 15%. I mean, just he slaughtered Hillary, so right. He knew he didn't have to come here. So we don't get the benefit, but the reality is that by electoral college, it does give those states that are not on the two coasts where all the population are a little bit more staying the front.
But, of course, Trump did come here. 7,700 people paid to see him versus 2,000 who saw Bernie for free, not that much before that.
Absolutely correct. So this
and
is
I know
Gary
we're
Emery,
running out of time here.
Filling in for Scott Hennin. I'll be back here tomorrow. Stay tuned
to save you money with Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Online at TitanOutletStore.com. If you tell them Scott sent you, they'll take 11% off the price. 11%. Look at this deal right here. About a $159,000 item. It's a 2012 New Holland T8 390 with $968. Sharp tractor, 340 horsepower. Loaded up. 18-speed Ford, 4-speed reverse, 3-point quick hitch. All Michelin tires. 11% off. TitanOutletStore.com. TitanOutletStore.com or call 218-233-3700.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.